The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello and welcome, everyone. Hello and welcome to Happy Hour. And for today's practice, I'd like to invite us to start practicing, and I'll lead in a guided meditation, and I will share the theme during the guided meditation. So without further ado, let's begin. So I'd like to invite you to land in your posture, arrive in your posture, arrive in your body. It feels comfortable to close your eyes, turning the gaze inward. Turning inward in this moment in time. Let there be gentle questioning, gentle inquiry. How is the body? Checking in with the different parts of the body. Maybe you were so busy all day or before sitting down. And now this is the chance you have to gently, kindly turn to the body and see how it's doing. Having a gentle attitude of friendliness, like you're asking your friend, "How are you? I really would like to know." Checking in also with the heart space. The proverbial center of emotions. How is the heart doing? Paying attention is the equivalent of love. So paying attention. And how is the mind? Is it calm? Is it scattered? Busy? No judgment. Just inquiry. Friendly inquiry. Body, heart, and mind. Intertwined. And yet see if there can be some discernment. And now settling a little more with the breath. Allowing the breath to move in and out, just as it would. No need to change it. Allowing each breath to be calming, nourishing, grounding. Notice if there can be some joy, some appreciation for this breath. This breath that's keeping me alive. Notice that the breath is flowing on its own. And notice one thing that's enjoyable that you appreciate about this breath. It might be that it feels calming in the belly. The belly expands, contracts. There's a fullness. There's a delight to feeling the breath in the belly. Or maybe that the breath is flowing. It's not labored. Or whatever it might be for you. Now, as we feel embodied, feeling the body, allow yourself to notice something else that's nourishing or good, you're grateful for in the environment. Might be that perhaps the cushion or the chair you're sitting on is comfortable, supportive. Or that it's not too hot or too cold where you're sitting. Or that you have a roof over your head. Or maybe that you're fed. Something in the environment, in this body that you can feel right now. There's some pleasant pleasure about. Maybe your belly is full from dinner. Or maybe the first few minutes of practice have got you calmer. There's a purring that's happening in your body. Practicing mudita or vicarious joy, one of the four practices of the heart, happy for our own happiness, happy for our own good fortune, which becomes gratitude. Can there be gladness for this goodness here? Not complicated, right here in this present moment, not conceptual. Felt in the body. Spend a few minutes tuning into the nourishment, gladness, joy, whatever's present. That's good. Doesn't have to be big at all. Can be tiny. Doesn't have to be grand. Can be as simple as, oh, I get to show up in this moment, felt sense of community. That happy hour. Gratitude that it's here and I'm here. The feeling, the connection, the gladness of connection in the body. You may also be glad or grateful, enjoying the absence of something. Oh, my back is not hurting right now. Yay. See what arises in your experience. The goodness. Or the lack of something that perhaps would plague you usually. No, I'm not angry in this moment. Yay! The mind is free from the defilement of ill will. How nice. How lovely. Joyful. Or there is not so much worry right now. How nice. Grateful. Taste the goodness. Let it give rise to delight and gratitude. Joy. You can stay with what's arising in this moment, felt sense in the body, enjoying with gratitude. You can stay with yourself. It feels nourishing. If you want, you can also bring to heart someone whom you care about, who's enjoying something good in their life. It doesn't have to be every aspect of their life, but some blessing they're appreciating, they're enjoying. You can feel happy for their happiness, for their good fortune, as if it were your own. May your good fortune, may your blessing continue. May it give you joy. May it never cease. May it increase. Or simply, I'm happy for your happiness. Can see them enjoying this good fortune, this blessing in one aspect of their life. There might be challenges in others, but this one, maybe they enjoy it happily. I'm happy for your happiness. I take delight, I rejoice in this blessing in your life. Can stay with this dear person or go back to yourself. Whatever feels supportive for you right now. There's no right or wrong. Whatever brings up more joy in this moment, or maybe consider both of you. May both of us appreciate, enjoy, take delight in the blessings in our lives. Every life has challenges, every life has blessings. Tune into the blessings, the good fortune for this practice of mudita, vicarious joy. Happy for another person's happiness, happy for your own happiness. It's a joy practice. If it feels hard to feel happy for your own blessings, step out of yourself and look at yourself, maybe from your dear person's perspective. They're happy for you. They celebrate that you have this blessing in your life. Let yourself receive it. May your happiness continue. May it increase, may it never cease. The same for yourself. May this blessing, may this happiness continue. May it increase, may it never cease. Or simply, I'm happy for this blessing in my life. I'm grateful. Or I take joy and delight in your happiness. For this goodness in your life. As if it were my own. Before we close this meditation, see if your heart feels calm and spacious enough to try something. And if not, then don't. If it feels calm, spacious, joyful, if you feel joyful right now, see if you can also feel gladness, this generosity in your heart for someone that maybe you have a little bit of a complicated relationship, not the number 10, but maybe number 3 or 4. And be happy for them that they have some blessing in their life. They're a human being just like me. And I'm glad they have this good blessing in their life. Can there be generosity in the heart to feel gladness, even if there is a little bit of a complication in this relationship? Again, don't choose number 10 out of 10. Choose a number 3 or even 2 on the complication scale. May you be happy. May you take delight in your happiness. I wish you well. I'm happy for your happiness. And see if that can expand your heart further, release the ill will, the tiny little bit of ill will. And the heart feels more generous. Joy can be infectious. Joy of others and our gladness for their joy can bring us joy. And bringing this meditation to a close. All beings have joy and the conditions for joy. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy, including myself. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for your practice. Practicing joy, practicing vicarious joy, mudita, the th third of the four Brahma Viharas, heavenly abodes, practices of the heart. And it's a nourishing practice to bring more joy, to bring more uplift to the heart, to balance the heart with all the ways that it can become very heavy in the world, in our lives. It's a wholesome practice. It's a very wholesome practice, that really gives us more capacity to be with what's difficult, to be to have that uplift. It's like, ooh, joy brings us up, mudita makes us happy. It's like a balloon, and then the sorrow and the dukkha and the sadness brings us down so we can be more balanced. So it is wholesome. It's a wonderful practice. And let's do more of it for the sake of ourselves and the world. So, I don't know how you feel. I feel more joyful than I started this practice before we started. And for the small groups, I want to invite us to do the practice of what are you grateful for? Mentioning one blessing in your life. I'm grateful for maybe. I'm grateful for this comfortable seat. I'm grateful for it not being too cold. too hot or too cold. I'm grateful I had a calm meditation. I'm grateful that I'm with Sangha. I'm grateful I have a working computer. I'm grateful I don't have much of a back pain. I'm grateful. So let's go round and round. So you offer one. What are you grateful for? What brings me joy? And then the next person comes back to you, offer something else. And when you say it, take delight in it. It's your practice. It's your opportunity to be held witness. And when you're hearing others, take joy in their joy as if it's your own. We did that in the guided meditation, right? As if it's your own. Be happy for them. Someone says, "Oh, I just got good news today. But so and so I was worried about." Yay! As if you got good news today. Celebrate. See what happens. It's beautiful. These practices of the heart are human. It's available to us. Joy is available to us. Partake in it. Your own joy, somebody else's joy. The Dalai Lama says that if you're just happy for your own happiness, you have a one in what, 7 billion chance. But if you're happy for other people's happiness, your chances increase by a lot. So I'm going to create the breakout rooms. Let's go alphabetical order. And the prompt again is, what are you grateful for? What brings you joy? What are you grateful for? And then take delight in each other's gladness and in your own. Share. This is sharing the bounty. Yes, there's also difficulties and sorrows, 10,000 sorrows. Tonight, we're going to lean into the 10,000 joys. It is wholesome. It truly is. All right. Making the groups. Enjoy. And yeah, be kind to yourselves and others. Here we go. So what's up? What arose? What did you notice in this practice? Both in the meditation and in reflecting on your joy and taking delight in each other's. Any questions, complaints? It's all welcome. Dawn. Hello, Dawn. Good to see you.
See you, Nikki. I'm grateful for this practice. Holy cow. I just walked in the door and I was like trying to get my computer together and like I was in a terrible mood. And so taking a little bit of time to mention some things I'm grateful for, like was like a perfect medicine. So, thank you.
Great. Oh, I'm delighted. Thanks for sharing that. Yay. Perfect medicine. It's so interesting, right? Don, this practice is so easy, so easily available. And yet the mind, if it's in a cranky, place that we get to as humans, sometimes like, no, I refuse to be glad for anything good in my life, right? It's just like it's like a petulant child sometimes, our mind. So we just have to reason with it. It's okay. So how about we just be glad a tiny little bit, like 5% glad is for this blessing. Okay. 1%. All right, fine. And that's an opening, right? It's just an opening. So it's and it's totally normal. Totally normal. I find myself sometimes grumpy, like, oh my God, sweetie, you're grumpy. We have an expression in Farsi, actually. I'll say it in Farsi because at least one of you in this call will understand, and then and I'll translate it. But Yemen asal lemi shekhordish. It's like sometimes you're so grumpy that even you can't even eat yourself or eat someone with a whole like a whole kilogram of honey. You're just so ornery, like you just just a whole kilo of honey. Even that, yes, Ellie is giving me thumbs up. So sometimes, yeah, it and it's normal. It just this is what happens with the mind to notice and to know that we can. So sometimes when that happens, then I say, okay, sweetie, how about we get become glad or grateful for this little things? Like, oh, okay, I have to reason with the grumpy one, and then she allows me to be glad just for a little bit, for a tiny bit, and then it's an opening. It's like a floodgates, and then after that, then oh, more, and then more. It's like, oh wow, I'm actually happy. Like it doesn't take much. It really doesn't. It's that remembering, just remembering that these practices are available. So, and doing these practices over the years, it just the memory we remember that we don't need to be stuck. There's so many states of mind. It's the one state of mind a minute. Colin, what's up?
Yeah, so I've been around like recovery groups and have always scoffed at gratitude lists. I thought they were the stupidest thing. Still, when I hear gratitude, I'm like, I just think it's like, yeah, I'll be grateful when I feel better or whatever. Like, there's no changing this right now. So, my experience today, I came in like totally in a terrible mood. And I was like, every part of me was like, I'm gonna leave. I want to leave. I don't want to be here. And we're talking about the last thing I want to talk about. But I stuck in there, and I think, meditation practice allows me to see I'm a grumpy little fella right now. So that was what I was grateful for, was that I was able to stick in there. That's all I had in me. It's just like I couldn't picture other people. I was frustrated with pretty much everybody in my life. Whenever I would picture them, I was just like, I've got like just frustrations and all I could do. And then my group members shared some stuff, and it just got the ball rolling. I was like, oh yeah, I live in Hawaii. Like, that's pretty amazing. And then I was like, yeah, like it's not so bad. So it's just like a funny experience. Like, it doesn't normally happen that way, so it's like a slight opening with gratitude, I think. Yeah, thanks.
Beautiful. I'll call it, and I love how you're just your bright smile. I just love also how your smile just burst as you're saying, "Well, I live in Hawaii. Oh, this is pretty awesome. It's just, not only it's not that bad, it's pretty darn awesome. Like, wow, look at that smile." And people are sending you hearts, like, yeah, and you hung in there. This is the beauty of it, right? Hang in there. This is we all get these mind states. We all do. I have good news and bad news. You're not that special. getting these grumpy mind states. Was that?
I wish I was.
No, I know, but you see, right? Sometimes we have this, and we all do this conceit that we are so bad. We are so special in our badness, right? We're so special in our badness. Everybody else is happy and balanced, and we're just the grumpy one. And you're like, no, and these practices that the Buddha shared with us is for us, common folks. And this happens. And beautiful that you hung in there. And yeah, just really 99.9999% of this practice is just so showing up and hanging in there and realizing, wow, yeah, there's a lot more to what the mind just focuses on and grabs onto. Thanks, Colin.
Thanks.
Yeah, enjoy Hawaii for the rest of us. I love that smile. That's great. That is just great. Anyone else who joined and couldn't again, the Persian saying couldn't con eat themselves with a whole kilo of honey and now feel a little better. Anything else? All reflections are welcome. Anyone tried the last invitation I gave? If your mind was spacious and feeling generous to feel glad for somebody's blessing, someone you have a little bit of, complication with, and then did you perhaps notice yet your heart felt more open towards them? Anyone wants to share if they experienced that? Kim, are you up for saying anything about it?
Not my favorite thing to do, but
Thanks for saying something about it, Kim.
it worked. I had a hard time thinking of someone, but when I did, it was like, oh yeah, and then there's that, and then there's that, and then there's that, and yeah, they're a great person. It's much
Wow.
more positive than that little bit of annoyance that I had with them.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah.
So your heart really opened to see their goodness.
Oh. But they weren't that bad.
Yeah, but still, our heart, sometimes our heart just focuses on that whatever
Yeah.
friction, and then when the heart opens just a little bit, it's like giving the person a gift, right? You gave him a little gift by being glad for them in this little way, and then wow, the heart opens more and more, becomes more balanced.
Yeah. And I wanted to say I really enjoyed your cue about purring. I think that was when we were getting started, and that really resonated with me. Your body's purring. I can just imagine, stroking a cat and the sound, and it was a great visual and tactile memory that worked very well. Thank you.
You're so welcome, Kim. Thanks for reflecting that back. Doesn't it feel sometimes like purring, like especially with the breath, just the calming, soothing, the body starts to purr. Yeah, it's so lovely. May you purr in your meditations, or well, may whatever happened, you accept and be with it. How's that? That's even more gracious and open. Yeah, but purring is definitely good. Not to become attached to purring, though. That would cause suffering. But thank you, Kim. You.
Oh, yeah, just a quick question. I was wondering, do all Persians purr?
I don't know. I think, but I know that Persian cats do. So, and Ali, I see you have your hand up, so you get the last word.
It's like, yeah, I was just going to be just chiming in on the purring part. Yeah, it was a delight actually to see you, Nikki. I haven't been in this space, but it's just like, brings me some joy and then lightness of being. And yeah. And I love your morning sits at 7 a.m. though. I love that subject that you are presenting this morning for those of you. 7 a.m. she's teaching. It's about time. So one of my I'd love to see how you're going to fold the time into the dimension of time into the Buddhist realm. So thank you. It's just lovely to see you, and your laughter, you're so light, gives me some lightness also. May it multiply to all, come to all of us.
Thank you, Ali John. Thank you for your
Thank you.
kind words, and thanks for being here and bringing your lightness and your purring to this space. And for those, just to bring the context, so I'm subbing for the 7 a.m. Gil has the 7 a.m. sits on YouTube, so I'm doing them this week. And the topic I have chosen is time, our relationship with time in the Buddhist context and in the Theravada. I mean, the different traditions, they have their own relationship with time. But yeah, the Buddha talks about time and suffering with relationship to time. And we're beings in time. We unfold in time. Time is all we have, and we are. So here's an advertisement for the 7 a.m. Thanks, Ellie. Thank you. So with that, I think we have come to the end of our practice today. So I want to dedicate the merit of our practice to all beings everywhere. May all beings everywhere have joy and the conditions for joy, and recognize the conditions for joy. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Ding, ding, ding. And I'm going to invite you all to unmute. Let's see, where is the setting? Ask all to unmute. There we go. Thanks, everyone. Take care.
Thank you,
Thank you,
Nikki.
everyone.
Thank you, Nikki.
Bye,
Bye,
everyone.
everyone.
Good
Bye. See you
night.
tomorrow.
Good night, Nikki.
Thanks. Good
Thank you.
night.
Good
Bye.
night,
Bye.
everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Ciao.
Oh, Nikki,
Oh.
I heard Mahagosa.